Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great," because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And this region reflects a beloved community in the number of good neighbors engaged in community serving. Today, we're talking with the folks from the United Good Neighbors, which serves as the United Way of Jefferson County. Megan Claflin joins us from the United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson team. Hey, Megan, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Missy. I'm really happy to be with Everybody Can today and to be able to talk about Give Jefferson and the good works going on in our community.
Well, I know our lives have circled around in a couple of nonprofit arenas, and you've been around the community quite a bit. But in this role as United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson team, tell me a little bit about, you know, yourself and the fit in the organization. And perhaps before that, help our listeners know a little bit more about this United Good Neighbors that's been around for 60 years. I always assume we've got new listeners and new community members.
Absolutely. So as you said, United Good Neighbors serves as the United Way of Jefferson County. And for over 60 years, UGN has championed the nonprofits, their staff, and volunteers dedicated to providing for the basic human needs of individuals and families in Jefferson County. So through Give Jefferson, UGN raises critical funds to support those frontline efforts that are delivering food security, housing security, affordable health care, quality education, and really hope to those who need it most in Jefferson County.
So Give Jefferson is a campaign under the United Good Neighbors. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
correct. And this is an annual campaign that you're about to launch for this fall season, correct?
Yes, we have a six-week campaign this year. We launch on Saturday, November 14th. And continue through the end of the year, December 31st.
You know, what's really compelling about your organization, the Give Jefferson and the United Good Neighbors, is this really about critical, emergent, frontline. You know, it's this highly focused, as needed. Could you give a little bit more description about some of the modes or methods in which you deliver the results of some of the fundraising you're doing?
Absolutely. So each year, United Good Neighbors invites local nonprofit organizations to submit a proposal, a request for funding for up to $10,000, and then selects about 30 local nonprofits from the community to receive funding. Those nonprofits are able to highlight the programs and safety net services that they provide to those most in need in the community and how they'll use those funds to help working families, young students, seniors, individuals with disabilities, our homeless and transient populations, and really just good works and good people who are trying to build Jefferson County or keep building Jefferson County into an inclusive and diverse and resilient community.
So this this campaign is a request for funding that then is allocated or awarded to up to about 30. Does it change from year to year?
It changes from year to year. We have 28 organizations, organizational partners, or we have 28 partner organizations this year, and I could happily list them all off if you'd like.
Well, I think it would be more helpful for our listeners to hear what website where they can go reflect on that and consider as they know the impact of coalescing their donations through the Give Jefferson. What would that contact or website be if they wanted to deep dive into this?
Yes. So we have 28 partner organizations benefiting from Give Jefferson this year. And listeners who want to learn more about those individual and unique and wonderful nonprofits can go to givejefferson.org and go to our partners page, and that will list out all 28 organizations. It links back to their websites as well, so you can take a deep dive into learning more about their programs, their services, and really the people that they serve.
So the critical social services that are offered in our community find an opportunity to obtain an awarded fund from the Give Jefferson campaign. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. I would add that really where the organizations are obtaining funding is from folks like you, folks like your listeners. United Good Neighbors is truly a charitable identity for many donors in our community. It's about neighbors helping neighbors, and our local businesses, our local households, stepping up to help ensure that Jefferson County is a community that takes care of its own, and a community to be proud to be a part of. So your donations, one-time donations made by businesses, donations made through workplace giving campaigns, they ensure that food, shelter, healthcare, education, financial aid, social justice, and really hope are made available to folks that we interact with every day. We're talking about restaurant and hospitality workers, retail and customer service staff, skilled laborers, tradespeople and farmers, senior citizens and individuals with disabilities. So UGN is really about giving love and giving hope and giving back to Jefferson.
Fantastic. I'd like to take this opportunity for listeners who have just joined us. You are listening to KPTZ Radio 91.9. This is Missy Nielsen on Everybody Can. And I'm speaking with Megan Claflin from the United Good Neighbors Give Jefferson team. You give a very robust description of the people that will be impacted, the organizations that will be impacted. And I thought I heard, and I have a question, is the United Good Neighbors distinctive from the United Way in that the money stays locally, whereas United Way is something a little larger in its impact? Is that correct?
Absolutely. United Way is a national organization, and United Good Neighbors of Jefferson County is the local United Way. So every dollar raised through United Good Neighbors and its annual Give Jefferson campaign stays right here in Jefferson County.
That is fantastic. And I love the idea of us all coming together every little bit, from a recurring donation to an annual, that it's the neighbors helping neighbors. Can you tell me, do you have an idea of what Give Jefferson was able to award last year, how much they were able to raise?
Yes. On average, we're able to raise approximately $300,000 for the Give Jefferson campaign. And that is then allocated out to approximately 30 local nonprofit organizations in grants anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 that support their general operations, that make sure that their operation is sustainable and ensures that they can continue to offer those critical programs and safety net services to those most in need in our community.
So these 28 organizations have already been vetted, and so do they have some form of application or a proposal they have to submit to be considered for this? Are the 28 equally viewed and distributed to? How does that distribution work for those organizations you have as partners?
Absolutely. So Jefferson County nonprofits that serve basic human needs are invited to submit a proposal to Give Jefferson. Those proposals are collected in late summer, early fall, like August, September, and then a community outreach team made up of volunteers from around Jefferson County, they vet each proposal to ensure that every dollar donated will have a real impact. And then donations to Give Jefferson are allocated to partners in January of 2021.
And do these organizations then give you any kind of feedback or results of impact report to you as a organization to understand, you know, are you meeting your metrics that you'd hope to on these basic outreach, you know, needs?
Absolutely. Certainly, especially in 2020, the extraordinary impacts of COVID triggered an unprecedented demand for aid, and it challenged these local organizations to rapidly respond. So in any given year, our partner organizations rely on the community's generosity, on the business community's generosity, on our generosity to keep their doors open and to keep food going out at the food bank. The food bank tells us that they have more than 660 families coming each week to the food bank. To keep programs like Habitat for Humanity going, they're actually building two brand new homes up on 20th for two families who would otherwise not be able to have a place to stay home and stay safe during this critical time. This year we have many organizations stepping up to help out students. Students are isolated during COVID and quarantine. They are disconnected from their peers, from their mentors. They might be at home where they don't have access to a computer or reliable internet. And we have many organizations stepping up to ensure that our students have the support that they need to continue learning and thriving and growing. That's just a few examples of what becomes of donations to Give Jefferson.
Well, let's give some information out to our listeners how they might contribute and be a part of that community of good neighbors that are helping make things happen, that change lives and lift up those that have been really hit hard by our recent year. What would be the best website for them to be reaching out to?
Absolutely. So any time of the year, you can visit givejefferson.org. During our six-week campaign, beginning November 14th and continuing through December 31st, you can do one of two things. You can make a general donation to the general Give Jefferson Fund, and that goes into the general pool and then is allocated out to the organizations after. Or you can select a specific organization that you're interested in supporting and direct your donation to that organization. I would say that it's very critical to make the most of your donation, to make it between November 14th and December 31st, because we have an excellent opportunity this year that all local donations made during the six-week campaign will be matched by all in Washington. And that's a coordinated statewide relief effort, which is providing immediate support for workers and families impacted by COVID. So if you want to amplify your impact and you want to turn your $10 into $20, your $50 into $100, your $500 into $1,000, donate at givejefferson.org November 14th through December 31st.
And to be clear, they should donate directly to Give Jefferson as opposed to the organization that's listed of the 28 partners. That's where the impact of that that matched fund is, correct?
Yes.
Got it.
Certainly any donor can choose to donate to any one of the organizations directly, but you will lose out on that opportunity to match your dollars and to amplify the impact of your gift.
That's an important piece to point out. Thank you, Megan. So, Megan, I've got to ask you, how's it been going for you during COVID?
Well, you know, it's a little bit like the NPR. It's All Things Considered and wait, don't tell me.
Right.
Depending on the day. But really, Missy, it has been a challenging year. In some ways, it has been terrifying. Mm. I have elderly parents. I have elderly mentors. And I have many friends who are young parents and who are working families who are trying to navigate their way through this crisis and who have not ever before needed to rely on some of the services that Give Jefferson supports, things like the SNAP and EBT program through the farmers market, different student programs, opportunities like through the Clemente Foundation to access new education opportunities while perhaps you're furloughed or underemployed. So the need is now more than ever, and I'm certainly feeling that too. I want to maybe almost selfishly balm my fears and insecurities by finding ways to impact my community and to get involved and to get active in making sure that we can all survive this together and that nobody feels like they're in it alone. Certainly, it makes me feel a little better.
You totally nailed it. I constantly say this program is the antidote to all that is just so destabilizing. We have a segment that I want to do a shout out for because you really nailed it. We are asking folks to tell us about when they've seen someone stepping up in the community, just a small gesture, anything, all those things where we know that we're not alone in it. And like Megan said, it's balm. It is salve for the soul when we reach out and connect with others in need. It's uncanny. And Megan, I thank you. I thank you for reaching out to those in need and helping to organize this fantastic drive to fund such critical needs. Thank you for joining us today, Megan.
Thank you, Missy. And thank you to KPTZ for being a fantastic community asset and a proud and wonderful partner of Give Jefferson. We certainly look forward to continuing to raise awareness about this fantastic fundraiser and the organizations that it serves.
You've got it. Back at ya. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark, and editing is in the masterful hands of Jared Dufresne. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Remember, do reach out. It's good for your soul. Take care.